Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What did the Marion County Attorney's Office accomplish in 2016? Let's go in-depth with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. So Ed, every year since you've been elected, we've sat down and discussed the previous year's statistics. I presume you've got them all compiled by now?
We do, yes. 2016 was the busiest year in the history of the Marion County Attorney's Office. We filed more charges. We collected more money in collections than ever before, once again smashing our previous record.
Smashing.
Well, I don't know a better word to describe it. We filed about 600 more charges in 2016 than we did in 2015. So up over 2,500 total charges filed in this county. So we were at about 1,900 and some change in 2015 and 2016. You know, rough math, we're about 25% up, and we were up 70% the year before. So we've, in 2 years, almost doubled the number of charges filed in this county.
These are criminal charges?
Criminal charges, yes.
Now, how about civil actions? You're doing all of those, too.
Well, we do collections, and then we also have the juvenile docket. There are some civil issues that we get ourselves involved with, but I would say if you exclude juvenile, 98% of what we do is criminal prosecutions in the county.
Well, that is crushing it. The math in my head had a little more than 25%.
Well, I'm not great at math, so that's one of the reasons I went into the law. But we're up over 2,560 cases and 1,979 the year before, so about 600 additional cases, give or take.
Yeah. Are we engaging in more criminal activities, the people of Marion County, or increased resources? How do you explain that transition over 3 years?
Well, we have more full-time law enforcement officers. The reality is both Pella, Knoxville, and Marion County have more law enforcement officers working for them today than they ever have before. We have now have dedicated detectives. Pella, Marion County, and Knoxville all have individuals who are either designated as investigators or detectives who are actively solving crimes. You know, Sheriff Santolt, I think, said it best a number of years ago when he was running for office, that there's a difference between when law enforcement shows up when your house has been burglarized to take a report so you can file it with your insurance company and actually dedicating the resources to go out and solve those crimes. And what we're seeing from the men and women of law enforcement in Marion County is they're out there solving crimes.
Well, and the law enforcement officers not only have to solve crimes, but they also have to have the county attorney's office is willing to prosecute people.
Without question, there is a synergy that has to exist between law enforcement and the county attorney's office. And right now, I believe the relationship between our office and law enforcement is outstanding. We are in constant communication with them. They're in constant communication with us. We participate in trainings. We take their phone calls day or night whenever they call. We assist by going to crime scenes or going to law enforcement departments if needed. So I hope they have the confidence in us. We do our very best every day to earn that confidence, both from law enforcement and the citizens of this county.
Well, and I've also heard in the past in Marion County and in other counties where law enforcement has become demoralized because they can't get attorneys to go to court wanting to plead everything down. How does that work? That apparently isn't a problem here.
Well, I think there are going to be times that we disagree with law enforcement, and that's healthy. But I think they trust our judgment. And we also communicate with law enforcement when we are contemplating taking this deal or offering a plea bargain. One of the things that we do is on major cases is we contact law enforcement and say, how do you feel about that? You know, there's certain non-negotiables. If you hurt a cop, if you injure a police officer, there isn't going to be a plea bargain. I'd rather try that case and lose it than let someone pay a fine if they hurt one of our law enforcement officers. But other cases, the reality is we filed 2,500 charges last year. A lot, you know, 98, 99% of those cases are going to be resolved through a plea bargain. It's just the way our system has to work. We only have one major courtroom in this courthouse. We have three courtrooms, but only one that's designated as our felony trial courtroom. We use that courtroom when need be, but we have to be able to resolve cases, and it is a relationship between us and law enforcement.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. Do you need another courtroom? That sounds pretty much off the table.
Well, we have to use what we have. And the reality is we have two courtrooms that we could use, for example. We have had situations where we have simultaneous trials going on, but we only have one jury room. We can have all the resources in the world, but this building isn't getting any larger. We can't find any additional space in the Marion County Courthouse. It's a magnificent building, but it has its limitations of space. And so we use what we have, and we have been allowing our friends from Warren County to use our courthouse as well. So it is getting double action, both from Marion County and Warren County. Since July 1st of 2016, Warren County has been using our courthouse as their courthouse for all criminal matters. So there is no question, it is a very busy place most days of the week.
Has that impacted Marion County's ability to work your office, the Warren County people being here?
No, they have been great partners. There is an absolute understanding that if there's a conflict between when we need to use a courtroom and they need to use a courtroom, this is our courthouse. We're gonna take priority on our matters, and they have been kind enough when we've had cases that are going to go to trial that they have either canceled court or looked to go elsewhere. So they have taken a terrible situation that they were left with, losing their courthouse for it being environmentally unsafe, and those attorneys have worked very, very hard to make the best of a terrible situation.
Is Warren County compensating Marion County for this? Or are you just being good neighbors?
At this point, we're being good neighbors.
Maybe not quite so good a neighbors in the future?
No, I think that we need to work with them. It would be nice if their Board of Supervisors would take a phone call from our Board of Supervisors. We certainly have attempted to reach out to them to try to figure out where we're going. You know, when this came down from court administration in Des Moines, that they were going to use our courthouse for criminal matters, they were going to use Madison County's courthouse for juvenile matters and civil matters. They didn't have any choice in the matter. The question just candidly is how quickly are they moving to solve their own problem? And up to this point, we haven't heard any definitive plans. We've heard they're remodeling a place in Warren County. They clearly are going to have a bond initiative. They've also recently had their county attorney retire and resign effective last week. So they're in a state of flux right now, and I'm hopeful that they can solve their own problems here in the near future.
Do you and your staff, the other attorneys, do you like to go to trial?
We do. I think that's the reason why every prosecutor becomes a prosecutor, or any attorney becomes a trial attorney, because you like to have the opportunity to stand in front of a jury and to achieve justice. So there's no place I'd rather be than in a courtroom. And we have an opportunity here in Marion County that we try a good number of cases.
Do you hire people that love the courtroom?
There's no point of hiring someone if they don't want to stand up and present a case in front of a jury.
So there's nobody that just likes to plea bargain and push papers?
We don't have paper pushers in this office. We have trial attorneys. It's that simple. The bottom line is if you want to work for me and for this office, I have to feel confident that if my family was the victim of a serious crime, that I would have no doubt that you would be able to prosecute the person who harmed my family. That's my criteria, because I live here. There's a potential that my family could be the victim of a crime, and one of these people, one of my colleagues, are going to have to step up and prosecute that crime. So I wouldn't hire someone. If I wouldn't feel comfortable with them prosecuting someone who harmed my family, why should anyone else feel confident in my judgment of the people I put to prosecute their loved ones' victims?
Is that same sentiment held sort of universally among county attorneys, or...
I'd like to think so. Now, there's no question that certain counties have different needs. There's no question that the Polk County Attorney's Office, for example, has probably 15 to 20 civil attorneys. They don't often see the inside of the courtroom, and that's what they do. There's also dedicated men and women who are prosecutors who handle other issues for their departments. We are of a size that lends itself to the fact that we have to be diversified. We don't have the luxury of saying this person only does X or this person only does Y. I have 4 full-time assistants and 1 part-time assistant at this point who assist me in bringing justice to 4 and 2 individuals in Marion County. And so I have to feel comfortable that we have the ability to try many different types of cases. And at the same time, if there's a question about weeds or chemical spills or dangerous buildings or dog barking, whatever it may be, whatever issue the Board of Supervisors asks us to offer them an opinion about, or if it's reviewing contracts that the county is going to enter into, we have to be diverse enough to be able to handle any of those issues.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. Now, I know your office has grown since you first took office, took control of this office, and you say law enforcement has grown. Has your staff grown sufficiently to handle the number of cases that are brought forward, or do you need more resources?
You know, we just are in the process of going through the budgetary process, and my request for fiscal year 17-18, I believe, was about, it is a 0.06 increase. Less than a 1% increase was my request from the Board of Supervisors this year. My office is going to not spend any additional money, plus, in essence, the increases deal with insurance premium increases, but we are making do next year with the same amount of money we had this year. And I'm proud of that fact. As a fiscal conservative, one of my obligations is to not spend more money than we need to and use our money the best possible way that we can. And we are committed with the understanding from the Board of Supervisors that growth is somewhat stagnant here in Marion County to move forward by not requesting a huge increase in the amount of resources we're asking the Board of Supervisors to provide to us. And at the same time, my county attorney's collection program returned more than $100,000 to the general fund this year. So in addition to what we do in the courtroom and holding people accountable, sending people to prison, having individuals go on probation, we also are now making criminals pay what they owe by way of restitution and fines. And last year, 2016, we collected more than $308,000 that resulted based on our agreement with the state of Iowa, with us putting up more than $100,000 in the general fund.
If I remember correctly, that was a full-time position you requested a while back, and then there were some changes in that. Can you fill us in?
We still have a full-time collections person. We have an attorney who oversees that department as well. But again, since 2015, we have continued to maintain that position. We have not asked for additional resources, but we are doing more with the same. We've collected about $30,000 more this year than last year.
Well, and so the position is paying for itself.
Yes.
Well, if you had another person in that slot, would you gain even more, or you pretty much are getting the collections that you need?
I think we're getting the collections that we need. I don't believe that having an additional collections person at this point would materially change the amount of money that we're collecting. The reality is the only thing that we could do differently is potentially have more collection days a month. But we have to be good neighbors, not just to our friends in Warren County, but also to the other offices in this courthouse. And so the result is we're mindful that when we bring in on a Wednesday morning, which is when we do collections, the first floor of our courthouse is filled with individuals who are seeing the county attorney's office to pay their debt. And that is potentially disruptive and noisy to our friends who work on the first floor of the courthouse. So one of the things that we have to balance is being a good neighbor to the other offices in this building as well.
Yeah, Wednesday mornings are pretty interesting.
They are. You know, I give all the credit in the world to my collection person, Chrissy Link, because as I say, you know, when we walk into a courtroom, we have the ability to deal with individuals who are not yet been found guilty. We have the opportunity to work with victims. We have the privilege of working with law enforcement. Chrissy only deals with every day one type of person. an adjudicated individual, person who's been found guilty, and also a person who hasn't paid their debt. So it is really, truly an interesting individual, because there are people who find themselves on the wrong side of the law. They accept responsibility. They pay their bills. These individuals haven't paid their bills. That's why they're coming to see us. At the same time, there's a very huge positive to this program as well, is that we allow individuals who owe money, who don't have a driver's license, the ability to get their driver's license back. So they stop driving illegally. They become a legal driver. They have the ability to get insurance. And that's a huge positive, because we realize with the lack of transportation options in Marion County, the lack of a driver's license is really a horrific snowball, because people are still going to drive. They're going to get rearrested. They're going to end up spending more time in jail. They're going to end up paying more fines. So if we can work with people to help them get their driver's license back, hopefully that opens opportunities to them to be able to get a job, be a productive member of society, and then also pay their debts.
Any other statistics, final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today?
You know, it was a very interesting year. We've seen a decline over the last few years in driving while intoxicated, OWI offenses. 2015 was the lowest number I had seen in the last 5 years, 135. Unfortunately, in 2016, that number jumped up to 252 OWI charges. So almost doubled the number of OWIs. Our sex abuse cases in 2015 went from 11 to 34 in 2016. So tripled the number of sex abuse charges in our county. Drug offenses, everything from individuals possessing marijuana all the way up to individuals who are dealing large quantities of methamphetamines, increased about 40 cases to 280. And our theft, burglary, and forgery charges went up from 120 to 226 cases. So not quite a doubling, but more than 100 additional theft charges. And we know that our drug epidemic fuels our theft, burglary, and forgery cases, that individuals who are trying to get their next fix are out there. They're not traditionally working 9 to 5. They're out there stealing from other individuals to feed that drug habit. So it doesn't surprise me that as we see our drug numbers go up, that our theft, burglary, and forgery numbers are going up as well. And unfortunately, in 2016, even here in Marion County, we've started to see the increase in heroin cases coming back. I can only assume this problem, which is both a health crisis and a criminal justice problem, is only going to get worse.
Thanks to Ed Bull for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.